we'll be okay. Scissors. Yeah, some scissors too. That's always good. So, well, Jenny asked me to talk a couple weeks ago.
Oh, there it is.
Gosh, it must be, I don't know. Anyway, I'm like, yeah, sure, great. And then as I'm thinking, I'm going, oh, Lordy B, what did I do? What did I do? Because I'm just not a public speaker. Anyway, and you've got three doses of deacons today. I don't know. Paige and Steve and I, it's like, oh boy, it might be a little bit too much. But anyway, talking about moms. When you hear the word mom, it brings a lot of emotion out. I mean, whether moms are here or whether they're not with us anymore, whether we have great relationships with them or whether we don't have great relationships with them. And it's kind of a, I don't know, a cyclical thing, I guess, because I've gone through growing up. My mom was a single mom. My parents divorced when I was very young. And I think I had a lot of regret. And I had a lot of, I wasn't very happy with my mom. I needed to fix it. Because I'm just always trying to, you know, fix things. And I just couldn't understand all that good stuff. And my mom had a terrible relationship with her mother. Just awful. And so, as growing up, I didn't ask questions about my mom's mom because I knew it was something that was very hard for her to talk about. And so I just kind of left it alone. My mom and I had it was a very learning experience growing up because I was not very nice to her. I just, you know, as you're growing up, there's a lot of resentment. There was just a lot of, just not a very nice time. So then when I left my mom when I was a junior in high school, moved up here to live with my dad. And you know, you can move away, but your problems kind of still follow you. And I still was not a very nice person. And but God has taught me a lot growing up. And I'm watching my mom when I was younger. She was a giver. She was always trying to help, always trying to help. And I think that I watched that. I didn't realize it at the time, but I watched that. And so that's what I do. I mean, I've learned from her to be a giver. That's why I'm in the medical profession, because I just want to help people. And I see it in my daughter, too, because she's in the medical profession and she helps people. Sometimes she's not as nice to her patients as I am, because she makes them do things that they don't like to do. But anyway, so I remember back, oh, it's been quite a few years, and Pastor Chris was given the Mother's Day message, and she said that that we need to honor our moms, and that it's a choice. It's a choice that we make every day, just like we make the choice to honor God every day. I choose to honor my mom. I call her every day, make sure that she's okay. We've had a lot of health challenges over the years with her, and so at one point I was the caregiver, and it's just an amazing, when you step back and you look and you're like, all of a sudden you're the caregiver, and all those years that she took care of me, and I just kind of, yeah, whatever. But it's really taught me a lot now, and we have a great relationship now, which is, I thank God that we do, because she's a really great person. And it took me a long time to figure that out, but anyway, and it's kind of like motherhood's kind of like, you know, the good, the bad, and the ugly. I mean, we have good, we have bad, we have the ugly. It's not always pixie dust and sunshine. We've all been through some stuff. But it's like I said, it's a choice to honor my mom. It's a choice. And I love it that I get to do that every day. Let's see. I don't want to talk for 5 minutes. But anyway, I want one last thing I wanted to say. I saw this. I was looking because I was getting nervous about, oh, what am I going to say? But anyway, this is it says, dear big kids, when your mom says she doesn't want anything for Mother's Day, what she means is she just wants a hug from you, a text, a phone call, a conversation, a meal together, a thanks, mom, to hear your voice, to look at your face, a how are you, mom, an update without her asking, and I love you via any method. And she wants to just know that we're all happy and healthy. It's because our kids mean everything to us. And whether we have kids or we don't have kids, it's still that nurturing. And this church is wonderful. I mean, I think everyone here is a mother and nurtures everyone, whether it's male or female. It's just, It's a great church. And I've learned a lot from this church about honoring moms. And it's been a crazy ride, but I have enjoyed every minute of it. So anyway, anybody have any questions? Questions? No? So anyway, thank you very much for asking.
Thank you. I'm going to ask again. Thank you, Don. I get really excited when other people cry. It makes me so happy. And it's probably so mean of me. No.